So I'm here on New Road and I bumped into...
I'm Alice Merivale.
And we're talking about a production happening at Sweet...
At the Sweet Waterfront at the Jury's Inn, called One in Three.
So tell us a bit about the production.
Well, One in Three is a brand new play, about two people who are at very different stages in their lives. One's a 17-year-old girl, another's a 41-year-old man. And they're both going through chemotherapy, but they have to go through it together in the same room. And it's just a play about how their relationship develops, how they cope with everything that's going on, and how they help each other cope with everything that's going on. And I just think it's a really... It's uplifting, it's funny in parts, it's obviously sad in parts, and I think it's a really important play which kind of lifts the taboo on cancer and makes it and helps to make it okay to be something to talk about, so that people don't feel afraid to talk about it. People feel that it's okay to discuss it, to ask for help. I think it's worth it.
And how did it get written?
It was written by Anthony Orme, who runs Now You Know Productions.
And how did you get involved in that?
How did I get involved? I've known Anthony for quite a while, and he said that he was doing this play, and would I be interested in auditioning for it? And I just went along, read the play, loved it, and luckily I got the part.
And he's written and directed it, hasn't he?
He's writing and directing it, yeah.
So take us into your rehearsal room. Describe what a typical rehearsal was like.
Typical rehearsal. We all show up. We wait outside for the guy to unlock it. We've all probably got a cup of tea. So we'll come in. We'll say, just have a nice chat, what you up to last night. And then we'll talk about the kind of stuff we're going to do today. We've only had a week of rehearsal, actually, so it's quite quick. Kind of stuff we're going to do today. And then we'll give the scene a go. Anthony will say, OK, let's work on this, let's work on this. And it's quite experimental as well. Like, any time I've been like, ooh, this doesn't fit what I'd say, can I say this instead? He's really kind of open to letting us be involved in the creative process, which I think is great.
So how have you got into character?
How have I got into character? Well, Jasmine's 17, and I have been a 17-year-old girl, and I can just draw on the fact that it was a nightmare. I've done a lot of research, I've read a lot of books, first-hand accounts. I've spoken to all of the family members, all the people I'm close to who have gone through it. I was in hospital a lot when I was younger. I was ill with type 1 diabetes, so I've kind of, you know, lifted on that from times I've been unwell, and just the whole experience of having a long-term condition, of having it be... not a part of you, well, not a part of your personality and who you are, but a part of your life and a part of your experiences. And I'm not saying that I've gone through anything nearly as bad as Jasmine, but I've drawn on some of her feelings and some of her emotions through that as well.
So you have got some real life material to draw upon.
There is, in fact, real life material in the play as well. Yeah. But I'm not going to tell you that because that'll ruin it.
And as you arrived at Sweet Waterfront, you know, how did you all claim the theatre space? Did you have a walk through, a run through? How did you make sure that you could hit the ground running last night?
We get there, we've got an hour, we get in, we get all of our props in, we just walk around the space, and we have to just go at it gung-ho, we have to just remember what we've done in the rehearsal room, remember who our characters are and what they want, and we just have to think, okay, sit there, tell our story, and keep confident in what we've created, I think.
Sweet Waterfront's quite an intimate theatre space, do you think that helps?
Absolutely, I think it's perfect for the show. Yeah. The show's very, two people having a conversation, in a very just... It's like a snapshot, really. It's a snapshot of something that not a lot of people get to see, which I think is really interesting to watch.
So the final thing really is an invitation to you to invite anyone that might want to come and see this to come and see it.
Absolutely. If you can make it, come and see One in Three. We're on all of this week at 6:30. It's an hour long, so it's short, but it's a really interesting play, a really important play. You'll be sad, you'll be happy, you'll be inspired, and also 10% of tickets go to Cancer Research UK, which is a really important charity. So please come along.
So a very important topic and new writing here at Brighton Fringe. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks very much.